we going, Daddy? Oh, honey, we're going to Grandpa's house. But, Daddy, where is Grandpa's house? I don't know where it is, Daddy. Oh, it's just over there. We have a map, honey. We'll know how to get there. We just have to drive all night. All night, and we'll get there. So, Daddy, what are we going to eat? I don't know. I don't know, Daddy. Honey, there's restaurants on the way. It's going to be fine. Don't worry. But, Daddy, I'm so scared. Where are we going to sleep? It's okay. I'm driving, honey. We're just going. But, Daddy, I just don't know. It's okay. Oh, it is so difficult when you think you have to have control of everything. It consumes you. And I am a control freak. And I'm also a doubter, and I am unsure. I was in Bible class, and Brian and Jaden and Reagan and some other people, they were trying to tell me that I was a control freak, and I was like, no, I am the most laid-back person you will ever meet. I'm so simple, and I don't care about anything. It's fine. And they were just like, no, what are you saying? You're such a liar. And I was like, no, I'm not, like adamantly opposed. And they were like, okay. So that got me to thinking, though. And I realized that I was a control freak. And I was messed up. I struggle with it so much. You see, I'm in a boat. And I have these sails. I have my grades sail. My grades, I can control those. Now, I don't necessarily control them because I think I have to get good grades to be accepted, but I control them because I'm afraid if I don't, I won't be able to pay for college. Now, this is a good thing, but it takes away my time from God. It controls me. And I have my music sail here, and it also controls me. I think I've got music in my life. It's so good. It's spreading God's word, but then it consumes my time even more, and I'm controlled. And then I have my friends sail also. I choose good friends that influence me for the better, but it's something that I control. And like the disciples, I'm in this boat, and I forget that Jesus is right there with me through the storm. I forget to put up my Jesus sail. I forget to talk to Jesus. I forget to just let go. This controlling, it consumes me. I forget where I'm going. I'm like Paul. I worry. Paul, he was in prison. He was in prison, but unlike me, he didn't worry. He said, pray and the peace will come. He talks about it in Philippians. It also talks about worry in Matthew. It just says that worry is not worth it. It's not worth it to worry. Paul figured that out when he was in the worst situation. He was in prison. He had everything to worry about. How was he going to get out? What was he going to do? How long was he going to be in there? But he didn't worry. He simply said, pray and the peace will come. The peace will come. An inspiring lady by the name of Johnny Erickson Tada, she had an excruciating accident. She was paralyzed when she was young, but she overcame it, and she has just gotten this amazing ministry going. It's incredible. She wrote this: faith isn't the ability to believe long and far into the misty future. It's simply taking God at his word and taking the next step. Pray, peace, then the next step. You don't try to take the next step and then say, oh, yeah, faith, okay, I took it. Now I'm putting my faith in you, God. You lead me now. No, You pray, you get the peace, and then you take the next step. And God, He's there with you. But the problem is it's impossible to let go of the control, but it's also impossible to completely have it. Like, you want to let go of it, but you can't have it either. It is just unattainable. Here's a beautiful thought. An incredible man who I think we all know very well by the name of Pastor Fred once said, "We can't give ourselves, but we can give him permission. We can't give our own faith, but we can ask God to give us faith. We can't give ourselves, but we can give him permission." In 2 Corinthians 4:18, it says, "So we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone. But the things we cannot see, they will last forever." The things we cannot see, these things are like feelings. These aren't concrete things, things that we try to step into. These are the feelings like trust and peace, and patience and love. Now let's move to Hebrews. Hebrews 1 through 3. Oh, these chapters 10, 11, and 12, they're amazing. Faith is the confidence that what we hope for will actually happen. It gives us assurance about the things we cannot see. Through their faith, the people in the days of old earned a good reputation. By faith, we understand that the entire universe was formed at God's command. Command, not something you can see. That what we now see did not come from anything that can be seen. It says it right there. But if we can't see it, what does it look like? How am I supposed to, as a control freak, not see something and still trust it? I feel so blind when I have to put the control in God. I have to be committed to Him, I feel. But sometimes I forget. Sometimes I forget and I'm unsure. But He's forever committed to me. When you're crying out to God, He will come. When I cried out to God one day, it was the 2 days before senior rec auditions. Some of you know how busy those were. I was busy all day for 2 days in a row, and then there was auditions, and then Grace came, and oh man, it was just busy. But I started my day out with prayer. Prayer. And I said, "God, there is no way I can make it through this day alone. Please, God, be with me today." I cried out to Him for help. And you know what He did? He brought me joy through a York patty. I went into Mrs. Parker's office, and because my list was on the bulletin board, to pick up your thing from the prayer patch. Some of you have been blessed by that. And I walked in there, and Serena, she was like, "Oh, here, I have it right for you." And I was like, "Oh, it's a York patty. That's my favorite." And she was like, "Well, duh, it's what you wrote on the email, so we got you your favorite." But it just caught me so off guard, and I was filled with joy. And then I walked out of the ad building, and the sun was shining for the first time in so many days up here. And it just hit me. And there was no way I could not see the light. And I just felt God. You see, in Romans 5:1 it says, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ, our Savior, has done for us." The little girl sitting in the back seat was suddenly quiet. Her daddy was wondering what had happened. He looked in the rearview mirror, and she was just sitting there. Just sitting there. Honey, do you know where we're going? Oh, yes, Daddy. We're going to Grandpa's house. I know. Well, do you know how we're getting there? Daddy, we have a map. It's fine. Do you know what we're going to eat? No, you said there were restaurants on the way. Aren't you worried anymore? No, Daddy. I'm not worried. Because Daddy is driving.